On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
we have Warfighter Tobacco Company. We are going over today. You asked for it.
It's time for war!
You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. So what's in the box, Benjamin?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Barbara.
What's this?
So today we'll be going over the line from Warfighter. It includes the 50 cal Garrison, a Toro 6x52, the 7.62 millimeter Field, which is a 6x52 Toro, the 5.56 millimeter Garrison, also in a, yep, you guessed it, Toro 6x52.
That's Toro?
100%. And their Night Shift Toro,
Curveball, Toro.
6x50
oh.
on this one. So took it a little bit off the girth there.
Does that really count?
You got to trim that girth sometimes.
Sometimes.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything life is good is worth where everything good in life is worth is discussing. Can anyone just run that
Who
back?
Wrote this?
Can I just run that? Okay. Edit mark there. Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Nailed it.
Let's just start. Start over for a third time, Barger.
Yeah, I got it. All right. To my left here is good old boy Rich.
How do?
Good old boy Benjamin.
Back like I never left.
And back on the ones and twos is good old boy Mike.
In spite of multiple injunctions, I'm still returning.
Can't get away from him. Here we are, the best thing at 2 a.m. right before return. I just can't talk today. Guys, it's been a long week.
Morning.
We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before reruns of Japan's Total Wipeout.
Ooh.
And just after.
Is that in black and white?
It sometimes.
Hmm.
Depends on where you're at in Canada.
Okay. Is it overdubbed in English?
It's actually overdubbed in Spanish.
Nice. Portuguese.
Yeah,
Portuguese.
It's overdubbed in Spanish.
I'm not going to ask you how many gummies were involved prior to that decision.
I couldn't make the remote change it, so I learned Spanish that night.
I can't feel my thumb, so I can't find the TV.
Well, we're on just before that and just after. Does this look infected?
Favorite show. Yeah, love that
that's
show.
For sure.
As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about fun and cigars. And, well, anything that's smoked, really.
Definitely not reading words on a piece of
that's
paper.
That's right. Tough. I can't read today. And for today's segment, drum roll, please.
Let's see here. I do have a drum roll somewhere.
Yep,
there it is.
We have Warfighter Tobacco Company. We are going over today. You asked for it.
It's time for war!
You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. So what's in the box, Benjamin?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Barbara.
What's this?
So today we'll be going over the line from Warfighter. It includes the 50 cal Garrison, a Toro 6x52, the 7.62 millimeter Field, which is a 6x52 Toro, the 5.56 millimeter Garrison, also in a, yep, you guessed it, Toro 6x52.
That's Toro?
100%. And their Night Shift Toro.
Toro.
6x50
oh.
on this one. So took it a little bit off the girth there.
Does that really count?
Yeah!
You got to trim that girth sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, before we get started, I wanted to thank John Simmons and his team for making this episode happen today. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download the full episode from anywhere you can stream podcast. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where is your buddy?
Buddy!
still one of my all-time favorite movies. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode, where all the cigar speak can be decoded. Just search for Sipsuds Smokes Cigars 101, and that episode should pop right up. Follow the link, and you can also follow the link in our show notes below.
Is that our episode with sign language?
That is, and that's also dubbed in Spanish.
It's fun. I think I got the sign language that Canadians use with us, yeah. You know, uh-huh. Which is it's usually a gesture with one finger.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, good old boy Rich gets the honors of going over our smokes rating today. So, Rich,
So, we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings plus our signature sounds. Here are the ratings now. A 1 would be this sucked even before it was lit. Or as I like to say, it sucks so bad it smokes itself. Number 2, at least I lit it. A number 3 would be I'd smoke this one again. Number 4, how much you want for them?
Magnificent.
And a 5, finally, where are they? I need a box.
But before we get started on this reviews here, I wanted to take a bit and touch on his company.
You're going to touch on his company?
Yeah, all of them? I'm going to touch on his company, all of them.
Do you use hand sanitizer with that?
Sometimes both hands.
Latex gloves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's something else that comes in a pumpable bottle, I think.
Lubriderm, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So, John and his company, man, they're veteran-owned and operated.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your service. So, John and his partner, Scott, served together in Iraq from 2003 to 2004 with the 327th Infantry out of Fort Campbell in the 101st Airborne Division, where John was a machine gunner and Scott was a sniper. Could you imagine being a sniper out there smoking cigars?
I think probably not, wasn't smoking cigars.
Yeah, I think that's probably something they waited till they were back on base.
Yeah, you could imagine, though. In total, John served 5 years and Scott just shy of 10. Both were at one time the 11B rank. Their day-to-day ops guy is Dave, whose prior was Air Force. Justin, their director of propaganda, I love that. Propaganda it was in the Army Infantry as well. And I just wanted to give you guys a little backstory on them. And from us to you guys, thank you all for your service and your sacrifice.
Yes. If you don't hear anything else that we're going to say today, that would be the one thing that you'll take away, which is our gratitude for your service.
We appreciate you guys and everything you've done, for sure. So first up, we're going to just dive into the deep end. We're going to go with the night shift. Rich, what do you know about the night shift?
So, we own the night has become the motto of those warfighters, operators, first responders, and the rest of those unsung American who work the night shift to keep America running smoothly while the rest of us sleep. Offered in a...
Put the mic in your mouth.
I can't have it there and read at the same time.
Rich is trying to find the microphone. Although he is talking to the other people in Venezuela, that is way over on the other side of the planet. So
I need a better setup here. Yes, this is my good eye.
Okay. Google glasses or something. Jesus. You'll just scroll in your eye and you can read it.
I'm old. Leave me alone.
Teleprompter.
If you've missed what's going on here, first off, there are words on a page that Parker cannot read.
Yeah, so I can't read today.
Can't see them.
The second thing is that there are words on a page that Rich cannot find.
No.
And he cannot find his microphone and read words on a page all at the same time.
I swear we've done this before.
Really?
I promise.
Oh, my God.
Get it together, okay. Guys.
It's cold today.
Night shift offered in a 6x50. This medium-bodied cigar utilizes an Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro wrapper. Quit the looks. An Indonesian binder and a Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. The resulting smoke provides contrasting notes of pepper, leather, citrus, and fruits. A small band of candela circles the cap, as a subtle nod to the glorious green hue that emanates from the advanced infrared night vision optics used so effectively in the war on terror. So the wrapper We've said it's an Ecuadorian Habano Oscuro. The filler is Nicaraguan. The binder is Indonesian. So, first, my thoughts. I love this cigar.
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I liked about it, it has a it's a medium body.
The Ecuadorian?
Is that what it says? Ecuadorian. Hey,
Ecuadorian.
That's how we say it out in Pegram.
That's my cousin, Ecuadorian.
Now, boy, if I'm going to let you into the country, I want you to look at me and tell me you ain't one of them Ecuadorians. Yeah.
I can't read. You can't speak. It's fine.
It's just whatever.
It's fine.
That's too much fun. Too much fun.
So tell me about it. What'd you write?
Here in Arkansas, we're going to put you on a bus and put you back to Texas.
That's right. Take you back to Ecuador.
Ecuadorian.
So, no, it has this that sweet cedar taste that I love so much. That's kind of what I thought about it. It was a great burn, very consistent, good ash, everything I liked about it. Can't say too many things.
Did you smoke it with a band on or band off?
Well, I, you know, you,
it was a big band. It's got a big band on it. Look
you
at
can't
that thing.
Smoke it much with the band on, but it, yeah, so.
Probably one of my top favorite things about the cigar is the packaging.
Yeah.
This really? Thing look yeah. this thing yeah. looks cool.
Oh, this one right? is the green.
That's yeah. right. Yeah.
If you like this one, they got one called Dumpster Fire that I saw they that. Send us some. Yeah. That thing looks awesome.
Really? So did anybody yeah. did it Comes glow in the dark?
Dumpster box?
It doesn't glow it in the dark, like which
only when
take
you're
notes, that would be cool factor up.
Only when you're drawn
another
in.
Step.
Oh, glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Pretty
where rad. Where the tobacco leaves actually.
Glow. You still yeah. couldn't find the words yeah. on
well,
the piece of paper.
You can't make glowing tobacco leaves. You wouldn't want to smoke on, that.
You see like that, you know, that green hue that they talk about
yeah.
In the nightshade wrapper, or night shift wrapper, sorry. And then that little
the candela.
Pop of candela right there mm-hmm. at the cap.
Yeah.
Just kind of ties everything together. Like, really good looking smoke, which I yeah. think is one of those things, you know, on you point. See it on the shelf, it... You're gravitated towards it
yep.
because you're like, oh man, that looks pretty cool. And then, you know, obviously, if you're into, you know, thinking all of our service members out there and into, you know, war history and all those type of things, like this thing pops right yeah. off the shelf.
Yeah.
Well, so I like the first part of the conversation that you and I were having, Benjamin, is that the, this is a lot of combinations that you don't routinely find. And so I think that was the thing that stood out across a lot of this yeah. product line is just you don't find a lot of these, you know, particular combos.
This one's actually the most straightforward out of
I agree.
The entire lineup.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah. yeah. So, you know, having a Habano Oscuro, you know, wrapper with a Nika and Indonesian binder, yes, there are definitely, you know, some other people that have that combo, but you know, I don't know, as far as, you know, the packaging itself, I like the fact that it was fairly simple and they didn't have a secondary band. So,
yeah. Oh, I loved it. We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back. I hope you buy everything in the ads, because that's what helps us. So Mike has a couple things he wants to say about the night shift. So Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so here's some of the notes that I took while I was enjoying the night shift from Warfighter.
It's time for war! Yeah.
So there was kind of some pepper in the lead, kind of brighter and more vibrant woodiness, you know, kind of behind that. And then there's this creaminess that was kind of in the background. You know, the Habano Oscuro just never showed up for me. You know, I love that wrapper, and when it's well done, you know, I'm like, okay, game on, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, I was kind of like, meh, you know.
I thought it had that hint of spice that just I like the cigar as well. So I have the spicy notes, the everything I got out of it was great.
I think it was a little bit more mellow, not as spicy, but I did feel the spice. I had the spice.
I would give this cigar to my third like least favorite kinda. Cousin.
Okay.
So
number three. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna give it a 3.
All righty.
Smokes rating of 3. That's 3 out of 5 for those who don't know us. Up next, we got the 7.62 Field Sumatra. And I think Benjamin's going to take that away.
Yeah, 7.62 millimeter Field Sumatra. Very consistent smoke throughout. Floral notes, some leather and earth tones don't overpower. Hints of burnt marshmallow and sugar give a pleasant sweetness. Very pleasant retrohale. Good smoke any time of the day. This one is wrapper Indonesian Sumatra. Binder is Habano. Filler is Habano from Esteli, Habano from Condega, and Dominican Republic. And so that really leads into what we're talking about with these blends. The filler specifically.
It needs a little bit of extra something there.
You can tell they paid a lot of attention to the filler and where they source those tobaccos from and kind of blended some different regions together,
right,
which would definitely give you the implication that this is, you know, something that bodes a lot of complexity. There's a lot of thought that goes into these blends that they put together, and I would consider this to be one of their baseline smokes.
Yeah, it's for sure baseline. Yeah. But I mean, they definitely have a distinct palate, I think.
Yeah, well, and I mean baseline from like it's a foundational smoke for them, right? They're always going to put out the Sumatra, the Connecticut, the Maduro,
those kind of styles
and shader wrappers, 100%.
Yeah,
and this thing was solid. The Sumatra was there for me, that cool like kind of creamy vibe that you get from it.
Subtle white peppery.
Yeah, so some cool peppery notes. Yeah. That marshmallow kind of leathery oaky is on the retro hell a bit. But my favorite thing and what I would commend them the most about for all of these smokes, no burn issues. These things burn laser sharp all the way through, so they're very well constructed.
100%.
They also produce a decent amount of smoke too, so it's got a big, you know, smoking experience to it.
Big plume.
I'll echo that element about quality. I mean, literally, those are the words in my review. Quite possibly the best burn line I've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm a huge quality nerd. So if I start getting burn wonky, if I start getting
canoe issues
or it starts getting squishy, I'm done. And I'll say I smoked all of these down to the nub. I mean, it stayed consistent all the way down through it.
Yeah, and that was not true of just this stick. There was something that was,
Across
the vast majority of the product line, really great quality.
When we talked about it a little bit up front, where you know, everything that we got in this lineup was in the Toro size. And fun fact, they cover every Vitola through their core line. So I would really enjoy this. I would enjoy to revisit it.
Like a Petite Lancero?
I knew it.
Bingo.
They do one called the Minuteman, which is like a 4x44, just like a little dog walker, petite Corona, whatever you want to call it. And I think that would have been a really cool way to revisit this brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this one as well. I did have a little bit of issue with it, but it was probably more of my environment than anything else because I had to put, but
hostile
again,
environment.
Yeah, hostile. Yeah. Well, you know, when you're smoking in the enemy territory, sometimes you have to relight a little bit. But no, I had a good experience with all of them, like you guys said, really good construction.
Yeah,
I found this one I found it pretty good, solid. This is something definitely I'd pick up again.
You think they flicked one of these lit into like a barrel of gasoline?
I hope
and
so.
set off the like slow-mo fireball that they would walk away from.
Like a really cool advertisement where it's just like blowing up a car and they're walking towards it.
Hey, Daryl, watch this.
It's like 7.62 millimeter field.
Yes.
There it goes.
I'll show you burn line, boy.
Nailed it.
You know, hang on a second.
It's time for war.
Well, let's give our take on this, guys. What do you think?
I'm not there yet, man. So I didn't get to talk about it. Okay. I had a couple of things to add.
Sorry. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So some other things here in my review. Bit spicy, woody up front. I'm sorry, did we say wood?
Like Pee-wee's Playhouse every time you say wood.
You know, but I think you would expect that, you know, with this much, you know, Nicaragua kind of going on. And it wasn't a puro, you know, through and through. And when I was kind of looking at that filler, I was like, why would you do that? You know, are you trying to add complexity, or are you trying to balance out something that you picked early on and you're like, well, this is just not right.
Maybe they got a deal on it.
Exactly. I was kind of thinking that, you know, that's kind of, they ran into a good deal and they're like, oh, we can mellow this out and make it, you know, sing the way we want to. Cause I was just looking at this kitchen sink, you know, concept, you know, in the filler itself and going, why are you doing that? And I kept on waiting for something to kind of jump out at me and going, oh, well, that's why they did it. And that was just never the case. But it did kind of mellow out after the first ash, but big, huge plumes of smoke, you know, coming off of this for sure.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot more wood. Yeah. But all in all, it was kind of fell in that category where, you know, at, you know, my third best cousin, you know, his next birthday, I'd give him this other stick as well. So,
well, we're gonna go with fours.
No, okay, all righty. Our rating here for the Warfighter
Magnificent
7.62 is a four rating. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Well, up next is the 5.56 millimeter. And that is, Mike's going to take that away.
Yeah, so this is another stick here in the warfighter category. We're going to have our story time. Yeah,
before we take this away, let's just have a little conversation about
cigar lounge etiquette.
We were discussing this before post here, and we have some things to say to you people out there. And listen well.
Listen up.
Yeah. Listen well.
Well, you know, so we all smoke in different places and different times of the year. I mean, both Benjamin and Barger, they have a place in their house that, you know, they can go and,
it's called
you
my
know,
house.
Yeah. And smoke in.
But, I do smoke in the garage.
Yeah, Rich and I don't smoke in our homes themselves. So we usually have to go outside or somewhere else, you know, and, you know, we're kind of at the behest of weather, you know, to make that decision. So we definitely, you know, get around and check out, you know, some cigar lounges. And I actually like that, you know, because I'm out there, you know, with the consumer base. I get to see, you know, what are some of the things that, you know, they're seeing, you know, what works for them, more importantly, what doesn't work. And, boy, I tell you, just, you know, it is really just all over the place. And it's not just unique to, you know, one city. I mean, I really see a lot of variability, you know, all over the place and even globally, you know, just, you know, the experience that people have in, you know, cigar lounges can just have all these huge swings. I wish there was like a, you know, almost a, hey, if you want to have a really great cigar lounge, hit these five things, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ventilation.
At the top of the list, absolutely, you know, and one of the cigar shops that Rich and I go to, they've had the same air handling system since Elvis was, you know.
Like the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, Elvis used to go there.
Yeah, it's a box fan in a window, right?
And it's right next to Cletus in the reclining chair.
Would be a huge improvement.
Okay. Well, I think the box fan is blowing into the cigar lounge and not out.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, this place is about to move to a new location. And so I was having this conversation actually, you know, with my wife. You know, she was like, well, you know, I'm really excited that they're actually going to be moving because I know they won't move those air handlers. So they'll buy new air handlers, you know, finally.
Well, they're going to have to get those shelves up off the floor with a shovel for sure or something.
For sure.
14 tons.
They're probably going to find more cigars that they forgot about in that place?
Oh, absolutely.
And patrons.
It's been around
for... Yeah, they might find patrons in
behind the couch in the back room.
This place has been around for, you know, quite a while, but I, you know...
Great people, by the way.
I think that was a great start right there is, you know, look, there are some cigar lounges I come home from, and I just want to just light my clothes on fire after I get back instead of even trying to wash anything two or three times.
I like
times,
to roll around know? In them and put them in my bed and use them as pillows and sleep with them.
My wife makes me strip down in the garage and hoses me down before
I'm,
I come
I'm in the same category.
Get a de-lousing before you come inside.
It is just de-lousing.
Is what she's looking for.
She takes the garage, the car scrubber and scrubs me from a distance.
I've seen it. It's weird.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things I'm really kind of, you know, very sensitive to is, you know, kind of the general, you know, financial component, you know, of running a cigar lounge. And, you know, this definitely has some variability, but look, if you're walking into a cigar lounge and you didn't buy anything there, I mean, it's customary for a place to have a cut fee, you know, maybe, you know,
like a BYOB cork fee.
$2, $5, $10, whatever, you know, they're charging.
Pay the man.
I mean, just seriously, you know,
if you're sitting in the chair.
That's right.
And you're smoking a cigar. Pay something.
Buy a cigar from them.
Yeah.
That right there.
If you bought it on the internet, smoke it on the internet.
There Boom. You go. I like that phrase, you know, and I wish
unless
that
it was a gift.
Yeah. And there are, you know, I've seen people walk into a lounge and I'm like, you don't do this often, you know, and that's okay. And I mean, some cigar lounges, they have it clearly, you know, posted on a sign. Mm-hmm. It's not like some big, you know, rule wonder what I should do or not. You know, I'm like, dude, there's a sign, seriously, you know.
Well, I think, and one of the things that you're missing, if you're just using them to shelter you from the weather or whatever the case may be, you don't know what's in that humidor. Right, you don't really know what they carry, so it's always good to pop a head in, look for something new, right? Look for something exciting, something you haven't tried. Ask one of the shop people, one of the tobacconists that works there, right? And kind of get their two cents on some things that they're kind of jazzed about, and then buy a stick, man.
You know, if they say they don't smoke, then leave.
Yeah.
Good point.
But yeah, buy a stick. You know. Lean into the opportunity that you have for community and camaraderie in there because you meet every different, you know, walk of life. And I think that's one of our favorite things here, you know, at this table about that is, you know, we all do something a little bit different. We all have, you know, different viewpoints and things that we're, you know, passionate about and sitting down and having a smoke and just being able to hash that out and have those conversations is, you know, about 75% of the experience.
I just think also on that, be mindful about who you're around, but when your conversation too. You know, there's a lot of people that use cigar shops as their workspace. You know, they'll go in there and spend hundreds of dollars and sit there all day. You know, or some people will spend nothing and sit there all day. And that's what you don't want to do.
Well, and I see it as, you know, a social outlet, you know, for... you know, a group of people as well. I mean, the same shop that, you know, Rich and I go into, I mean, it's the same 18 people on their deathbed.
I used to go to that shop all the time.
You know, that they go in, they bitch, whine, and complain about the same thing every single day. You know, walk in.
Oh, my God.
It's a script
today.
You know,
it's a script day, right?
So, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, in the chair, and unfortunately, the internet had... there was an outage and so the TV wasn't on at all. And then, you know, usually right now you're staring at the top of people's heads. They're all staring down at their phone. I'm just as guilty, you know, of that sitting there. And so I would say that those days of having really what I would describe as some fairly interesting and enriching conversations, I think those days are long gone because I really find that the conversations move into, well, this is my platform because I know you're stuck here smoking a cigar and you're going to listen to me because you don't have anything else to do.
That's right.
And they're not going to waste a good $15 cigar.
And what they don't realize is that I have two legs. I can get up and walk out of the room because I don't want to hear whatever is your agenda of the day. And so, I mean, I think you just have to realize you're always in mixed company and
be mindful about what you're talking about.
Just can you not piss into the fan, you know, in front of everybody at the same time, you know? Pick a topic. Talk about women's volleyball. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? But
Mike,
you know,
tell us what you really think.
I'd like to hear more about women's volleyball.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, generally the topics, you know, are rage into one of politics or some, you know, light your hair on fire, you know, conversation that just, it's like, really,
or I mean, do we, how much I know about sports.
Can we talk about your favorite color or anything else on the planet, sport. You know, but it ruins the experience, I think, for the vast majority of the people that are sitting there. And especially, I mean, if you're going with friends, that's one thing, you know, and you're sitting around four people that, you know, you're herfing with those people and you have a natural relationship, you know, with those people already. But if you're sitting down and just, you know, in mixed company and you don't know where somebody's, you know, frame of reference is, you know, dude, seriously, I don't care what you think about Iceland. Really, you know, I just don't care.
Yeah, for sure. And clean up after yourself.
I mean, there are some lounges that, you know, they are self-serve, you know, and you're right. You should, you know,
if you're not tipping the guy at the register,
clean it up. But there are some lounges that I go to that it's exactly the opposite. They don't want you to clean up.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, but they'll tell you that.
They don't want that lit cigar.
Most people just assume that that's always the case. Oh, they'll clean it. Oh, they'll clean it. And then you got 15 customers walk in at one time and you got dirty stuff because you've been restocking shelves or changing out the keg or, you know, making sure there's no fruit flies.
Yeah, you know, take your glass back to the bar.
Yeah, take your glass back to the bar. Hey, thanks for letting me smoke here. See you later.
100%.
You know, anyway. Well, as we continue down this journey of Warfighter cigars, we are going to talk about the 5.56 millimeter now.
Yeah, so I was going to invite, you know, everybody, look, if you have a cigar lounge etiquette, you know, comment, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah,
you know,
tell us all about it. It's at Mike at CompuServe.
Just drop us a line or, you know, post it on any of our social media channels. You know, I'm curious, you know, what your experience is, but that's a bit of our conversation for the day. Well, back to Warfighter.
It's time for war!
Yeah, so we're going to continue to talk about some of the product line, and this is the 5.56. Here is their description. A creamy beginning which settles into a spice that is more typical of a Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper with a Habano blend. Notes of toasted oak and leather arise, still maintaining a comfortable spice. Towards the end of the cigar, these flavors evolve into a creamy cocoa, which soon becomes the prevalent flavor while the spice and toasted oak take the back seat. This is handmade in Esteli, Nicaragua. And here is the wrapper binder filler combo. Again, the wrapper is Corojo from Nicaragua. The binder is Habano from Nicaragua. The filler is Habano from Hamastran, Honduras. Habano, Jalapa, Nicaragua. And the Ligero Habana, Esteli, Nicaragua. So this is a puro all the way through and through. So, yeah. I don't know that this is the only one, you know, in the lineup that, you know, kind of falls into that category, but this is, again, you know, a very complex, you know, three location filler,
right?
That they're going after, and not the same, you know, that they've had in some of the other ones. So yeah. I think that my theory is that they bought a huge batch and they decided to blend it to mellow. I don't think that that's in play. So
yeah, we'll be right back. Just the destination.
But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back from those glorious advertisement clips. We were talking about the 5.56 millimeter Garrison Toro from Warfighter Tobacco Company. You want to show me your war face, huh?
Yeah, I think
it's
you should.
Time for war!
Anyway, Mike was just about to get in and tell us what he thinks about it.
Yeah, so a bit of my review on this. You know, back to that same comment, which is a really nice burn line. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy, you know, putting that down on a very consistent review basis. I don't know why, but it just, I don't know. When you have a stick that you're not touching up constantly, you know, it's like, wow. This is how it's supposed to be, you know, as opposed to Barger blaming me and saying, oh, it must be you, like you blame
listen,
Rich.
Listen, you guys just do things
the reason
wrong.
Why you, canoes you on don't you is because you, you're holding on to your upper lip the wrong
that's
way.
Right.
You suck right. hard.
You know, overall, pretty mild. You know, it's just kind of in the middle for me. Yeah. But yeah, nothing bad, nothing great, you know, but again, I just, it kind of falls into that, you know, I would give this to my third favorite cousin again and go, hey, why just break a streak, you know? Yeah. You've had two of the sticks, here's a third one. But well, yeah, oh, I you know, it's a solid product line.
Well, I actually like this one. So my we're talking about construction earlier, so this one started off a little tight, but just as soon as it got the a good light on it, it opened up. And then it just kept a consistent construction all the way through. I had a little bit of spicy tones, but not over the top. Just a little bit of little pepper right there in the top, but nothing too over the top. But otherwise, this cigar was, you could really get the soil out of it, I think.
Yeah.
The whole soil, you could just taste it going through there.
From all three locations in the
filler.
Yeah,
it was interesting. You could tell. It was interesting, though. It
what
has
land
a very,
is that? Well, that's Juan's.
It has a very distinct...
What land is that? That's Jose's.
It has a very distinct flavor in this
can tell who. Yeah. You could even tell who rolled it?
No. No, not yet. One day, maybe.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you. I really like this one as well. You know, it's funny you talk about construction.
Yeah.
Burnt really well. Mine had a little knot underneath the band.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, which is a little pet peeve of mine.
Super but it's, different.
But it still really burnt.
Were you inhaling too hard again?
Oh, God.
Had to be. Must have been.
It had to have been my fault.
Listen, you don't suck but, on those things. Like it's your job.
Well, you know.
We're going to send you to cigar smoking school.
It's my job. No, it was, but it was really, it. You know, I think that's a positive because you're not going to get a perfect roll every time. I mean, handmade, it happens. And it wasn't bad, but
my name
still,
is Rich. I don't know how to suck.
I don't know. I like cigars, but I don't know how to smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, am I boring you over there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Storms. I didn't sleep well last night. So anyway. What are we going to go on a rating, guys?
Benjamin didn't get to chime in.
Benjamin, what do you tell us?
I think this is straightforward, you know, what you expect from a Corojo. You know, it's not overwhelming with any, you know, big complexity notes or any kind of, you know,
it's just subtle.
Things that make you go, ooh, right? Like, I wonder what it is in this blend that really drew me in and gave me that cool complexity. But that being said, man, this thing is solid through and through. No construction issues for me either. That subtle spice was even more prevalent on the retro, which you come to expect from a Corojo wrap cigar. And I think this is one, you know, this is golf course worthy for me. And I mean, I can't say it enough.
For sure.
Still would not help him putt well.
We're not talking.
He's talking about Barger.
My short game today.
Yeah. I was pointing to my stage left, not my stage right.
This is not the discussion we're having right now. Shut it down.
Yeah, you think his reading skills are bad?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give it a 4. Well, 3.5, 4, 3.5.
Magnificent.
No, that's all right.
You've been studying. I was wondering, you know, that's not how averages work, but
well, so the question I wanted to throw out here is, so this whole thing where they're kind of sourcing and blending, you know, multiple fillers, I mean, that is fairly unusual. I don't really find that, you know, a lot of people are making three choices. Two, you know, not unusual, but three. Do you think that is overcomplicating everything, or they're missing the opportunity to do something that's just a little easier for them to pull it off, or it's distracting, or
I think we'd have to have a little bit more insight from the guys that are blending it.
Why?
Just because I don't know if it's who they're working with the factory that's producing the cigar for them, or if it's they're having the opportunity, or their only opportunity is to buy these different styles of tobacco from these different regions to consistently be able to produce this line and like keep them in business. So there's kind of two trains of thought there, right? Is it somebody from the factory kind of leading them in this direction, or using some of these tobaccos for whatever reason they need to get rid of them, they need to move through them, or is it someone
like
on the warfighter team that's like, hey man, this would be really cool, and is nerding out on the blending thing, and
I spoke trying to get John close earlier this week, and he's there now doing this. So they're coming, making some more product stuff there right now. So I think that's what he's doing, is blending and sourcing right now.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It could be.
He's going to put some maple leaf in there?
Yeah. So is it like, you're asking, is it really adding? Two blends wasn't enough.
It's like the conversation, with whiskey that, we have all the time, which is, people are trying to, bypass the maturation, process. I'm gonna put it on a boat. I'm gonna heat it up.
What was that one that had they put it in a pressurized chamber?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in atmospheric, chamber.
Mine sits in a brothel for 2 months.
It's called Hooers Whiskey.
Let's see. Well, that wasn't on the list, but thank you for playing there. I appreciate that. I guess the thing is it adding or distracting? Is it gimmicky? Mm-hmm. Is it falling into that category? If every filler was going to taste much better if you multi-sourced and blended it, a lot more heavily, why is everybody not doing that?
Fair enough.
And what's kind of drawing them in to do that? And I thought that all of your, some of your comments would, whoever they're using, as primary construction may be their mark. That may be, their thing, their identity, which is the only way I achieve a great filler is to use, two or three blends.
Right.
And, maybe that's just, that could be very, iconic, that sets them apart. And lets them produce something that's very unique that not a whole lot of people are doing. Cause I can't begin to tell you how many combos do we have where the only difference is the color of the band at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah. And, so I love the fact that this is something that is not more of the same. So if it sounds like I'm complaining about it, I'm exactly quite the opposite. I'm actually trying to say, thank you for doing something that's
genuine
different.
Curiosity. Yeah, 100%.
Is it innovative? I don't know. But it's definitely not more of the same. So thank you.
Yeah.
For staying.
I definitely
on that.
Love the multi-filler. I love that aspect. Like, gives you just different choices, man. Different.
Yeah, but
makes the flavor profile not always the same as your typical Maduro or Habano.
Yeah, but we've had some sticks that, and I'm thinking of one that we actually had that had 7 different tobaccos in it, and it was not good.
Let me just, you're thinking of one that you had with 7
correct.
Different tobacco leaves.
So I'm not saying.
I told you it was probably going to suck.
and it did. But I'm not saying
that.
It
was beautiful, though.
I'm not, it was. It was the most gorgeous wrapper I've ever seen.
You fell in love with it?
I really did. More is not always better, but I do think that there is room in there for looking at how can you make things, better balanced,
sure.
Borderline complex, without really
like cooking.
Yeah. Why do you have to use one style of sugar? Use a little demerara, a little white sugar, use a bit of honey. Is the whole world only balanced on one style of sugar? No, it's not.
Well, the South is, but.
Well, and another feather in their cap there at Warfighters, even though I feel like they're being a little, exploratory with the filler blends that they're going for, that construction is rock solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's a big testament to
it's not the a way, wasted adventure.
Well, and the way that they're blending those tobaccos together, they burn great.
Yeah.
The burn line's incredible, which has a lot to say about the filler tobaccos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the way that construction runs all the way through. So I think that, you know, maybe they've kind of
hit the
nail on the head there and kind of figured something out from a construction perspective.
Whatever they're doing, they need to keep doing. Let's put it that way.
Keep doing it, guys, for sure.
It's good.
So we're going to move on to the 50 cal Garrison Maduro, and I'm going to be reading that.
He's going to try to anyway.
Words have been hard today, and I apologize. But so their thoughts on this cigar is a dark, bold, double or black Maduro. Strong leather, earth tones, complemented by spice and pepper. Can pick up some sweetness, but subtler than Field. Despite strength, has a buttery note. It is made in Esteli, Nicaragua, with a wrapper with a Habano Oscuro Maduro from Honduras. Binder is Connecticut from Honduras. The filler is Habano Ometepe from Nicaragua and a Habano Esteli, Nicaragua.
And one more, Habano Liguero.
Oh, it's on the back page. Yep. Habano Liguero from Condega, Nicaragua. Thank you, sir, for catching that.
Sure. Need to set those documents up to have narrow margins.
We'll talk about it in post.
Yeah, the first thing that jumped out to me was, you know, there was somebody said the word, you know, Maduro and beefy and all these. Yeah. No. It just, you know, I'm like, did I like the cigar without reading the description? Yes. But, you know, in the hows of a really complex Maduro? No, definitely not.
So I found it to be a milder Maduro as well.
Exactly.
Which is great. I was kind of hoping the Oscuro would pop in and smack me in the face with some pepper. It didn't really show up.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, but it was a subtle pepper to me, which is kind of consistent to what they've, like the spicier and subtle notes I've had of all their cigars so far. Has just been subtle. It's like subtle little hints of this and subtle little hints of that.
Yeah.
Nothing that really slapped me in the face like, Oh my God, that's pepper. You know, it's just like, oh, you know, I'm picking that up. Like,
yeah. I mean, if somebody said, I want a wimpy Maduro, boom, this would be this up all day long.
I mean, I wouldn't put it as a wimpy, but I wouldn't put it as a strong either. I think it's a good mild Maduro. I would honestly smoke this cigar every day. Like, I like this cigar.
Hot dog.
Yeah,
you would, huh?
I would.
For me, it was you know, not the expectation that I had for something that reads, you know, double Maduro, right? And you expect those big blasts of coffee and cocoa. And,
not gonna happen,
right? All those, you know, dark caramelized sugars that you normally get for something, but it was very like medium bodied, you know. Still the big smoke, still the great construction, little bits of like hazelnut and kind of nuttiness. The spice didn't really come through for me on the Oscuro.
Sure.
Even on the Retro, which is normally where I pick up a lot of those spicy notes to be a bit more prominent. But this is also something for me I'd really like to revisit in a smaller ring gauge.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think a Petite Corona or something would be really good in that. Yeah.
So, yeah. And a Maduro for me is... you know, I like a Maduro if it's done well. It's not necessarily something I reach for every day, but I have to agree 100%. This was just kind of so-so for me.
Okay.
It wasn't really anything that,
Well, let's rate them up. We'll give it a 3. So what do you guys think about the line? Let's get a little outro.
I like the veteran play and blending. You know, there's some other, you know, veteran, you know, lead cigar companies as well. Yeah. And I, you know, I like the simplicity of what they're doing. So, yeah. We didn't have anything that was bad.
No.
You know, that was the one thing that was very consistent. You know, it wasn't a roller coaster ride. It wasn't like, oh, well, these two sticks are great and these three suck, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great, solid, you know,
This is a very good gift buy, is how 100%. I would describe it.
This is the one that you go and you buy a handful of when you're going to that bottle share. You're going to
golf course.
Hang out at the golf course, right? You're if going you're, to meet
up with
someone.
You got a Marine buddy. You got an Army buddy.
Yeah.
Uncle man, Ronnie's take one of these. Birthday, yeah. And you want to tell him, you know, thanks. You know, for this sure. is from your other brothers in arms. Yeah.
Also a brand to get into if you're just getting into cigars. I think this is a good, you know, gateway into some of the things out there
that, I agree with that.
Have a lot more complexity, a lot more strength. It's a way that you can get into cigars. It's not going to knock you down from the strength from a nicotine perspective of the cigar.
And their price points are pretty good too.
Really solid baseline. And I can't say enough. Packaging is there. Branding is there for them.
Well, we already talked about the construction. That's important too, because you're not going to waste your money and get something that's you're going to have to keep.
Yeah, you're going to feel like it's money well spent.
Right.
These things are going to burn clean all the way through. You're going to have a great experience with them. And supporting these veterans that are making these cigars, I think, is icing on the top.
Yeah. So that's important. Again, you know, from Sip, Suds, and Smokes to you guys at Warfighter, man, thank you guys for your service.
Thank you so much.
And then thank you for allowing us to do this lineup. And
I look forward to what's next.
That's exactly what I'm fixing to say. I'm really looking forward to next year PCA to see what they got coming.
I wonder if they'll stick with this whole, you know, three filler blend thing.
It's very possible. But all right, well, I just want to say good night and have everyone have a good day. But Rich,
hey, don't let the bastards get you down.
Benjamin,
smoke them if you got them.
Mike,
hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Come back and enjoy any of our other episodes on Sip, Suds, and Smokes as well. I will ask you to keep on sipping. See, you infected me.
I did.
That's not even written down.
Good old boy Barger, man, telling you guys to keep on smoking no matter what it is.
Really? Would you smoke
not like drugs, but like, you know, smoke.
Often?
I mean.
Early?
I would smoke early.
Smoke often?
I would smoke all the above.
Were these cigars better in your left hand or your right hand?
Either. Pick one. The left-handed cigar.
Are you sure about that?
Who was it that had the left-handed cigar? We did that, didn't we? The left-hander.
That's a whole different conversation.
That requires a good British accent.
Yeah, maybe. So
only if you hold it in your left hand.
Yeah,
is it going to be have a proper?
That's right.
You're holding it in the wrong hand.
Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.